and take the word of the Lord and turn to Revelation 20. Revelation 20, and we'll be reading verses 11 through 15. Revelation 20, verse 11 through the end of the chapter, verse 15. And this is God's word. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. The books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. That is God's holy word. Jesus coming in judgment is vividly described here. John sees a great white throne. Upon it is seated the King and Lord Jesus Christ. From his face, heaven and earth flee away. That is not a destruction or annihilation, but rather a renovation of the universe being described there in verse 11. It will be a dissolution of the elements with a great heat, 2 Peter 3:10. A regeneration, Matthew 19:28, a restoration of all things, Acts 3:21, and a deliverance from the bondage of corruption, Romans 8:21. No longer will the universe be subject to vanity. John sees the dead, the great and the small standing before the throne. All individuals who have ever lived on earth are seen before the throne. The books are opened. The records of life of the life of every person, every individual consulted, as you learn in Daniel 7:10. Also, the book of life containing the names of all believers is opened. The dead are judged in accordance with their works. The sea gives up its dead, so do death and Hades, and they are judged. So here is the one general resurrection of all the dead described. No other resurrection exists for common man. Nowhere in the entire Bible do we read of a resurrection of the body of believers, followed after 1,000 years by a resurrection of the bodies of unbelievers. Or a distinction between the resurrection of believers and unbelievers in time. So any form of, the tribulational rapture associated with premillennialism is false. All arise at the same time. Death, the separation of the body and soul, and Hades, that separation, that now ceases. Neither in the new heavens nor upon the new earth, nor even in hell, will there ever be a separation between body and soul. No more. After the second coming of Jesus Christ for judgment. Therefore, symbolically speaking here, death and Hades, personified here, are hurled into the lake of fire, and anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was flung into the lake of fire. So here is the judgment of the wicked according to their deeds, and here is the judgment of God's people according to their deeds in Christ. And we can praise the Lord for that and that hope for that day when we'll be judged according to Christ's works and not our own. For all who believe in Him. Let's pray. Our Father, we do praise You. We do thank You for this coming judgment. We thank You that You have covered us with the blood of Jesus Christ and have atoned for our sins, that His death was a once for all death for all sins. And we thank You that we do not have to die anymore in Christ. It is not necessary for us to be exposed to the second death. That is the lake of fire for all eternity. Because you and your Son have freed us from such bondage and from such judgment. Rather, you by your grace and mercy have from all eternity past had our names written in the book of life. And at the right time you called us to yourself, to your Son. You gave us grace and faith. And you saved us from this death, the second death. You saved us from eternal death, that we would not perish, but we would have rather everlasting life in your Son, which we have now. Well, Father, we do praise you. We do thank you that you give us confidence for the day of judgment because of your Son, and only because of your Son, not for anything in us, for we in ourselves are wretched people. So, Father, forgive us of our sins, and yet see your Son, Jesus, and his righteousness in us, for we pray in his name. Amen.